Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tracking the very latest timeline on the rain for today. It hasn't started yet, but I'll show you how much slower the timeline looks for today now.
Duke Energy crews worked through the night after a widespread outage knocked out power to 10,000 customers. What we learned while you were sleeping about what may have caused it.
And the Carolina Hurricanes fans are taking over downtown Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to show you all the exciting things that are going to be happening today ahead of the big outdoor stadium game.
Oh, it's been years in the making to get outdoor hockey in Raleigh, and now we're finally here at that weekend, and that Fan Fest is going to kick it all off. Hello, everyone. I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your Friday.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great to have you along. Thanks for making us part of your routine. That ice will be perfect tomorrow. I don't know if conditions will be perfect today downtown for the Fan Fest going on. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with a look at that.
We've been tracking the timeline for this rain all week long, and every time we get new information, it looks like it's moving more and more slowly. So here's the update this morning. Right now, there's no rain falling in our viewing area, but here's where it is. The cold front starting to cross the mountains, and some of that rain is starting to move into, say, the Charlotte area, Winston-Salem, but it's going to be slow getting here. Here's a look at Futurecast at 6 a.m. right now. That rain is still well to our north and west. By 9 o'clock, we're beginning to see some light showers from Durham to Roxboro to South Hill. And this is great news for the morning commute. We won't have as much rain. It may not be as messy. And then that rain continues to slide eastward. Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh, where Nia Harden is, begins at 11 a.m., and that's about the time the rain will begin then. At this point, between, say, 11 and 1, we start to see some heavier bands of rain coming through, and it doesn't look like the rain exits the Triangle area until around 3 o'clock. So that'll be several hours where it'll be raining during Fan Fest. After that, between 3 and 5, we continue to see the rain from, say, Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount, and then after that, it begins to clear. What's significant about 6 p.m. is it begins to clear and temperatures start to fall. It's a very warm start this morning. We're looking at 66 degrees across our area. A strong flow out of the south still, southwest wind at 9. And you can see it's gusty out there. The whirligigs are really moving around. We're going to see gusts to 30 this morning and 25 this afternoon. We'll hold it in the 60s until, say, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's another big change. Yesterday, it looked like we would start to drop into the 50s earlier than that. So it stays warmer longer, but it also stays wetter longer. Brian?
It is 6:02 right now. Going to take you up live to the camera at Lewisburg Road at 540. Traffic looking pretty good out there. The headlights you see are southbound on Lewisburg Road or 401, and we're not picking up any delays as you head in from Rollsville down toward 540. And then beyond that, heading down toward the Capitol Boulevard merge, we're all clear. Just check with Raleigh 911. We're looking good with no crashes anywhere in Wake County. Also looking fine in Durham and Orange County.
We're just one day away now from a giant undertaking, years in the making, one of the biggest sporting events Raleigh has seen, the Carolina Hurricanes playing the Washington Capitals Carter-Finley Stadium outdoors. Today, meantime, a free Fan Fest is happening in downtown Raleigh. WRL's Nia Harden is here to tell us all about the activities that folks can check out. I can't wait for the sun to come up and see what's happening down there, Nia.
Well, you'll likely see a lot of Canes fans out here with all their gear on and definitely empty stomachs, because take a look at all these food trucks here that are just waiting to welcome people. That's all going to start at 11 o'clock this morning. So much going on to kick off the big game and the celebration of 25 years of the organization. This is all going to start at 11 o'clock, and you'll be able to do a lot of things here. You'll be able to meet Hurricanes alumni, get your picture with the Stanley Cup, play some street hockey, and there's also going to be live music, a drone light show, and fireworks. Now, the event is going to end tonight at 10 o'clock. I keep on saying 10, Jeff and Renee, and I do not know why. I think I'm trying to keep this party going. It's going to end at 9 o'clock. But, of course, we are sure people are going to still be having a good time in downtown Raleigh. We're going to keep you updated all day long on what is happening here. So stay tuned as we go Canes crazy. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
And now here's a live look inside Carter-Finley Stadium, where there is
an ice rink, Carter Finley, the first college football facility in the South to host an NHL outdoor game. The finishing touches being made today for that game and for the NHL pregame fan fest in the parking lot. Yes, there's going to be another fan fest tomorrow. You must have a ticket to the game for that event. And parking lots will be open at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Carter Finley. The event will go on all afternoon until 30 minutes before the puck drops. You'll find activities for the whole family. There will be a giant stormy bounce house, an obstacle course, and a slapshot booth. NC State's marching band drumline will be there along with other musical acts. It's all happening in front of PNC Arena. Now, because of all the activity around Carter Finley and PNC, there will be heavy traffic in that area of Raleigh tomorrow. Coming up in the next half hour, WRL's Keenan Willard will be live to show us what to expect.
I'm Michael Grace from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Clayton, where as you can see behind me, power back on this morning in this neighborhood and other neighborhoods across Wake and Johnson County after over 10,000 people were without it, according to Duke Energy's outage map. Now, I had a chance to speak with some of the Duke Energy workers. They say there was a problem with the substation. And check out this video I managed to get with my phone of that substation that they were repairing before the crews left. Werger said there was an outage at the substation itself, which caused the rest of the outages in the surrounding areas of Wake and Johnson County, but they were able to get that all fixed up at around 1 in the morning. And the good news is all of those neighborhoods now have power going into the weekend. In Clayton, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Students at Hillside High School in Durham are on a remote learning day today. School leaders say this is intended to be a healing day for students. After a shooting near campus last week left one student dead and another hurt. A funeral service was held yesterday for the student who was killed, 17-year-old Anthony Feaster.
We're working to learn what caused a deadly workplace accident in Rocky Mount. This happened at the Pfizer plant sometime before 7 last night. Pfizer is calling it a tragic accident. The company says it happened near the loading docks at the facility on Wesleyan Boulevard and involved an 18-wheeler. One person was killed. Pfizer says that person was a business visitor, not an employee. No name has been released.
Civil rights attorney Ben Crump is sending a clear message saying Raleigh police officers should be fired after the death of Darrell Williams. They want manslaughter charges. Crump said the continued use of a taser on Williams after he said he had heart problems was, quote, torture. A police report said Williams grew combative and resistant, eventually leading to a taser being used on him multiple times, and then he died. Crump and Williams' family say the treatment was inhumane. The local police union representing two of the officers says more information is needed.
We hear from everybody, well, why didn't he just comply? We can offer you thousands, thousands of videos where white citizens didn't comply and they didn't end up dead.
We don't know what kind of drugs or alcohol were in the system. I think it's completely irresponsible for someone to make that kind of claim before the investigation is even complete.
In the body camera video released, police say an officer found a dollar bill on Williams that had a white substance consistent with the appearance of cocaine.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, the UPS has flown over 100 metric tons of humanitarian aid to Turkey this morning. That flight was chartered by the UPS Foundation. It departed from Louisville, Kentucky. Multiple humanitarian relief partners contributed to the shipment, as well as several Louisville-based nonprofits as well. You can see all of the aid there. Goods heading overseas include clothing, blankets, food, medical supplies, tents, and tarps. A UPS spokesman who you just saw there say the UPS is committed to supporting the communities that we serve around the world. This morning, the death toll from that earthquake in Syria and Turkey stands at more than 41,000.
Michelle, thanks. A man is in custody in Johnston County this morning after leading sheriff's deputies on a chase. Authorities say the chase started on Cleveland Road after deputies had been called to a home for a disturbance. They say the man drove more than 100 miles per hour before crashing into another car near I-40 and NC-42. Deputies say the man then jumped from his moving car, running over his own leg. He was later caught on the NC-42 off-ramp of I-40. He's facing an outstanding felony warrant, among other charges. A launch that doesn't go to plan. The mechanical failure that kept this rocket firmly on the ground. Plus,
fighting the effects of dementia. The hope that is coming out of Bruce Willis's devastating diagnosis.
And rain is on the way today. The newest runs of the computer models slow things down a little bit. So we'll walk through the timeline for rain today and temperatures for the big game tomorrow. It's 6:12. Here's a look at some of that rain moving into Charlotte and even into Greensboro. So it's knocking on our back door. The computer models don't show it arriving until around 9 o'clock. And so that's another 3 hours or so from now. So we'll see how that goes. We'll take a look at Futurecast and kind of walk through that coming up in just a little bit. Temperatures this morning, really warm like they were yesterday, 65 in Rocky Mount, 66 in Durham and 66 in Fayetteville. And currently there's no rain in our viewing area and it doesn't look like it will arrive in time to make for a really messy commute. It'll again arrive around 8 or 9 o'clock in our north and western counties. It is windy out there this morning. It's going to be a windy afternoon. We're going to hold on to warm temperatures until around 3 o'clock. That's about the time the rain will taper off in the Triangle area and temperatures begin to fall. Brian?
6:13, Elizabeth. Let's take a look at traffic heading out toward the airport this morning. Looking good on I-40 at Old Reedy Creek Road. This is between Harrison Avenue and Aviation Parkway. That westbound trip on I-40 delay-free from Wade Avenue. 540 westbound through North Raleigh looks good heading to the airport and out of Chapel Hill and South Durham on 40 eastbound. We're not picking up any delays right now. Around the Triangle, no crashes showing up. Still looking good on our major approaches into Raleigh. No delays as you head on 40 westbound around the Clayton Bypass, Renee.
Brian, thank you. WRAL is reaching out to local resources to learn more about the help that's available for people with dementia. The disease is in the spotlight again after the announcement of actor Bruce Willis's diagnosis. The Dementia Alliance of North Carolina provides support groups for families, education, and access to local resources. Heather Hooper is the executive director. And she says the form of dementia Bruce Willis has, frontotemporal dementia, or FTD, doesn't usually get much attention. The Association for FTD reports around 60,000 cases in the U.S. The brain condition causes people to have problems with processing language, speaking, and making decisions. Hooper has hope for fighting this.
There's so many drugs that are in the pipeline that are very exciting. And so our hope is this just renewed interest in dementia and dementia drug development, therapy development. And that attracts, you know, more scientists to the field. So we want to continue that enthusiasm.
The Dementia Alliance of North Carolina has a fundraiser walk coming up April 16th. In less than 10 minutes in What's Trending, we'll look at some of the reaction from other celebrities to the diagnosis of Bruce Willis.
We've learned the names of two people who were killed in a helicopter crash in Alabama. Tennessee National Guard identified the victims as Daniel Wadham and Danny Randolph. Both men served for 12 years and were based at the Nashville's Berry Field Air National Guard base. The helicopter they were flying in exploded after it went down in Alabama Wednesday afternoon. The cause of the crash has not yet been determined.
Japan's space program suffers another failure. The attempted main launch of an advanced hydrogen-powered rocket was aborted after its booster engine did not ignite properly. This latest failure for Japan's space agency comes after another rocket failed to launch in October.
The man accused of killing seven people at two farms in California pleads not guilty. Prosecutors say 66-year-old Chun Li Zhao shot four people to death at the farm where he worked, and then he did the same thing to three other people at another farm. Last month, he admitted to the shootings in an interview. He said he was not in his right mind and didn't know what was happening. In court yesterday, his public defenders requested more time to collect evidence. The next hearing is scheduled for May 3rd.
Wake County Public Libraries are now accepting the use of community IDs. We're talking about the Faith Action ID issued by El Pueblo to undocumented migrants. Now, people with the IDs can get a library card to access free services at local libraries. So far, El Pueblo has issued almost 800 IDs in our area. The next ID drive will be on February 24th. That will be from 1:30 to 5 p.m. at the Center for Hispanic Families. Registration is encouraged.
We'll be right back. If you have not made your weekend plans yet, we're not going to make it easy on you because there's so many events to attend here in the Triangle. Tomorrow, there'll be a Mardi Gras celebration in downtown Durham. The fun starts at 1:30 at Glass Jug on Foster Street. At 3:15 in the afternoon, there'll be a second line parade that you can be part of as well.
WRL is your station for all things hockey this weekend. WRL Stadium Series team coverage starts today. There will be photo ops with the Stanley Cup, Canes alumni autographs, food trucks, and more. It begins this morning at 11, wraps up with a fireworks show at 9 p.m. You won't need a ticket to go to downtown Raleigh. You'll find the full list of events on WRL.com.
And Hootie and the Blowfish will be headlining a show at PNC Arena tonight. The show serves as a pre-party for the fans of Carolina Hurricanes ahead of the Stadium Series game tonight. That concert starts at 8 p.m. So PNC's been busy. Game last night, Hurricanes win, concert tonight. Mm-hmm. Everything going on in the parking lot around those events. Pretty cool.
And I love for the Stadium Series game that we're going to have finally. It's going to feel like winter to get that outdoor hockey there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. This morning's rain, though, that might interfere with the Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh.
It is going to interfere with Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh. We've been watching this, of course, all week. And initially, it looked like we would see that rain maybe ending right around lunchtime. Fan Fest starts at 11 a.m. But in the last 24 hours, we've really seen the system slowing down in the models. And so I'm showing you just the fresh material we have here. First of all, this is a live look at radar, and we can start to see that rain in Greensboro up toward Danville. Right here is Person County. It's getting closer to Person County, but it's not likely to move in here and be, you know, really wet for the bulk of the morning commute. The latter part of it, maybe between 8 and 9, we'll start to see some of those showers. It's breezy out there right now. Winds are gusting to about 20. We'll be gusting up to 30 on and off today. Goldsboro here, Durham, of course, Apex, Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We're all dry at the moment. But here's another look. We'll put this into motion, and you can see that rain cold front moving into the mountains right now. And we'll walk through the timeline for this rain. For Futurecast showing that rain, it does look a little bit like the Futurecast is running a little slower than the actual actually what's happening out there right now. So here's 7 a.m. Futurecast shows at 9 a.m. starting to see a little bit of that light rain around Durham and Roxborough. That could be maybe an hour slow. So maybe around 8 o'clock, we begin to see some of these light showers. And then by say 10 or 11 o'clock, we're seeing that rain right here in the Triangle, including Fan Fest in downtown Raleigh, which begins at 11 o'clock. We'll see some bands of rain that move through midday, and by 3 o'clock, it looks like we're dry in the Triangle for the rest of the afternoon. But along the I-95 corridor from Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro to Rocky Mount, we continue to see some rain redeveloping there up through around 5 o'clock. As we begin to see the skies clear around, say, 5 to 8 o'clock, we also begin to see our temperatures dropping dramatically. Much of the day will be in the 60s, but we begin to clear and we'll start to see the temperatures falling on into the 50s. How much rain are we looking at? Probably going to be somewhere between a quarter of an inch and a half an inch, depending on where you are. Expected to be windy. Again, that rain at Fan Fest with us until about 3 o'clock. And then after that, around 5 or 6, we drop into the 50s. And as things wrap up at 9 o'clock, we'll be in the 40s. So we're going to see a big drop in our temperatures this afternoon and evening. For Saturday, I'll tell you what, it couldn't be in the month that we're seeing a more perfect day for hockey. If you're headed out for the pre-game events, temperatures will be in the mid-50s. We'll see bright, beautiful skies. Game time temperatures will be in the low to mid-40s. Maybe a few passing clouds, but it does stay nice and dry. On Sunday, we'll start to see a warm-up again at 60. We're at nearly 70 for President's Day. And I think this is our first forecast 80-degree day of the year, Brian.
All right, 620 right now. We're just getting reports of a crash on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound at Lake Wheeler Road. Right now, we're not seeing any delays, and it looks like this may be pretty minor. We'll keep our eyes on that, let you know how it's developing. We've been talking about Fan Fest today. If you're going to downtown Raleigh, be prepared to park in the decks there, and also you'll find some on-street parking. The big story, though, I think, for this entire weekend is going to be what's happening tomorrow at Carter-Finley Stadium with the game itself. The NHL is warning you to get there early because we are expecting big traffic congestion there on the west side of Raleigh. They're opening the lots at 2 p.m. They have a lot of entertainment planned through the afternoon to get you there and get you engaged so you get there early and avoid waiting to the last minute and getting stuck in traffic. Consider using park-and-ride lots at Edwards Mill Road and Reedy Creek Road and another one at NC-54 near I-40 and carpool if you can. But the big takeaway message here is that even though the puck drops at 8, you need to get there much, much earlier, as early as 2 p.m.
Brian, thanks. We're hearing from Auditor Beth Wood for the first time since her hit-and-run charge.
talking to y'all doesn't work for me, so I'm just not going to do that.
Why she says she isn't giving answers to questions about what led to that crash in December. Plus,
it was like seeing a robot.
A Michigan State professor describes the moments a man opened fire in his classroom. He says that shooter lacked features of humanity.
This morning on Today, a look at where diplomatic relations between the U.S. and China stand after the shooting down of several flying objects. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
It is 6:25. People around the world are sharing love with Bruce Willis's family after his devastating diagnosis.
And Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
That's right. Demi Lovato, Melanie Griffith, Rita Wilson, just some of the many celebrities sharing their well wishes on Demi Moore's post about her ex-husband's diagnosis. The family announced yesterday, of course, that Willis is suffering from frontotemporal dementia.
Known as FTD. Now, you may remember it was a year ago when his family talked about how he was diagnosed with aphasia and he retired from acting. So this is a more specific diagnosis, very dramatic personality and behavioral changes. It interferes with your ability to communicate. And there are some treatment options, but no known cure.
The trouble remembering his lines as an actor. I had to step away.
It's very sad. Some much lighter news here. Ripken the Bat Dog showing his support for the Canes ahead of the Stadium Series game tomorrow night. The NHL shared this video of Ripken predicting the goals for the big outdoor game. He chose Canes players to score the first goal and, of course, the game-winning goal.
And hopefully every goal in between. Who cares? This is great. I love the way that the NHL is intertwining that college atmosphere and Ripken the Bat Dog. Ripken also brings out the tee or goes and fetches the tee at Carter-Finley Stadium to bring it off the field during football games, things like that. So it's really cool to see how they've integrated the surrounding community into this game. They'll roll out the red carpet for him so he doesn't slip on the ice. Yeah.
And I think Ripken's super smart, so I bet he's right.
Think so.
I'm going with
for
it. Brian,
Saturday.
Thanks. Country music star Carrie Underwood just took home a piece of North Carolina after her most recent show here. She adopted this puppy during her tour stop in Charlotte this month. Sharing photos on Instagram, the new pup is named Charlotte Nilla Fisher. Charlie for short. Underwood said she met her when Positive Impact NC Dog Rescue brought some puppies to the venue to brighten everyone's day.
That's great. If you're getting ready to head out the door to walk your dog, you're fine right now. But starting to see the leading edge of that rain getting awfully close, I'll show you what time the rain will arrive where you are. And we are just about 5 hours away from Hurricane Fans taking over the streets of downtown Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the big event happening just ahead of the outdoor series.
And a live look now inside Carter-Finley Stadium. The ice is set. WREL's Keenan Willer joins us in the next half hour with a look at everything surrounding the big outdoor hockey game tomorrow.